Wild Tigers. 1. If you want to see wild tigers, I recommend you visit one of the 3 large game reserves known for this. 2. The best reserves for seeing tigers are all in India, because more than half of the wild tigers in the world live there. 3. The number of tigers remaining in the wild is very low, and these cats are very elusive. 4. Game reserves naturally offer the best chance of seeing tigers in their natural habitat. 5. Don't tigers live in many other countries in Asia? 6. That is true, but most of them are found in India. 7. There are only 5,000 to 7,000 tigers still living in their natural habitats, and 3 subspecies have already become extinct. 8. Conservationists are working hard to protect the remaining 5 subspecies. 9. Bandhavgarh National Park has the highest density of tigers anywhere and is considered the best bet for seeing them. 10. How do we see them? From a truck or a jeep? 11. We drive into the park and then switch to elephant back in the early morning hours. 12. Jeeps are for all-day viewing and are preferred over trucks because they are much quieter. 13. Trucks are less expensive to hire because they hold a lot more people. 14. If we're really lucky, we might even see some cubs. 15. The second choice for viewing these magnificent beasts is Ranthambore Tiger Reserve. 16. I found out that we can arrange our own game drive at Ranthambore. 17. We just have to call the Project Tiger office at Sawai Madhopur to arrange guides. 18. They recommend spending at least 2 or 3 days and going on several game drives. 19. Tiger sightings do not always happen on the first outing. 20. Ranthambore is full of lakes and streams, which is a perfect environment for these water-loving cats. 21. What other game are we likely to see? 22. There are wild boar, fox, jackal, spotted deer, and hyena. 23. Kanha National Park is India's 3rd choice and the best of the 3 if you want to see the magnificent Bengal tiger in its natural habitat. 24. Kanha's lush forests and open grasslands were the inspiration for Rudyard Kipling's famous Jungle Book. 25. Mid-November to June is the hot, humid season, and even though temperatures can reach 46 degrees, it is the best time to go. 26. These parks are closed during the cooler months, from July to November, because of monsoons. 27. This is so exciting! We are going to see the biggest cats in the world! 28. There is serious concern that tigers are heading for extinction. 29. As more people go on tiger safaris, the incentive to protect these magnificent creatures increases. 30. I can't believe we had to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get started. 31. We could end up driving 3 or 4 hours before spotting even one tiger. 32. I wonder how tigers in the wild react when they see people like us trying to take their photo. 33. According to our guide, their reactions are variable, ranging from apathy to curiosity to displeasure. 34. Some tigers are so used to us that they might even come within touching distance. 35. But it's obviously not a good idea to reach out if that does happen. 36. Look, there's one taking a rest under that tree. It looks so big. 37. Yes, she is a Bengal. I am sure of it. 38. Do you see the cubs in the distance? Looks like there are three of them. 39. Can we drive closer? 40. We can't get much closer because of that divide just ahead. Too bad. 41. Use your telescopic lens quickly. She's moving towards the cubs. 42. I sure hope these photos turn out well. 43. Look at this. A large female tiger is walking towards the jeep. 44. Now she is just a few meters away. She's lying down. 45. It's almost as if she's posing for us. 46. Something else has caught her attention. Maybe it's another animal. 47. Now she's walking away. Is it safe to try tracking her for a while? 48. We can try tracking her from a distance. 49. Hurry and get some more photos. 50. There she goes, heading into the bush.